Every empty building has a story to tell. When it comes to a school, it's a whole neighborhood of stories. That's what inspired artist Pepon Ansorio when he saw an empty school in his North Philadelphia neighborhood. The result is a year-long large installation at Temple University's Tyler School of Art called Reform. WHYY's Elizabeth Perez Luna reports.
You know, so you walk in and what you see is on all four walls, you know, you see big pieces of composition paper, you know, with like essays, which we all wrote on it.
Linoska Santa graduated from Fairhill Elementary a year before it closed forever in 2013. She describes the exhibition that brought her school to Temple University's Tyler School of Art.
And then there's like this cage with like iPads, and we all had did this video. We read like this poem that a friend of mine wrote, and we all have like parts of it.
It's time that when we speak, you listen.
It's just talking about like things that we went through because of them. Like there's like we had some people who their siblings graduated, but they didn't get to graduate because they took the school from them. You know, some people don't see their friends anymore, like things like that.
Santa is one of the 10 former students calling themselves the Bobcat Collective, who worked with artist Pepon Ansorio to recreate the shuttered classrooms and hallways in this immersive work. Ansorio is a prominent installation artist and a former social worker. He teaches at Tyler. The exhibit includes a cardboard depiction of the Philadelphia School District's headquarters and figurines of Superintendent William Height. The films, photos, audio, multimedia, and other objects have one purpose, says Ansorio.
It's an opportunity to reflect and to be able to understand education and to move education into a higher priority.
And for the students, it's an opportunity
for them to understand that everything happened for a reason, and there is a social and political implication to those decisions, and to be a little bit more aware.
There are messages everywhere, from ceiling to floor, and Ansorio even includes a water fountain with a "Do not drink water" sign on it, as can be found in some Philadelphia schools. On the side of the large room, tall towers the size of lockers act as totem poles, which include different personal objects from students and an iPad that shows them telling their stories.
But how can we do better if there are only a few public schools with enough materials for a few classes and teachers barely getting paid?
Pepon Ansorio's work is never simple or isolated from his belief in social fairness and equality. Once he comes up with an idea, dozens of people become part of the collective process, and the artwork is a community happening. In one of his installations, he built a transparent house in the style of the Puerto Rican casitas, made up of photos of North Philly families printed in glass. Another of his installations took place in a crowded neighborhood barbershop, all places where people can gather and talk.
No, like, that's my school because I've been there forever. I went there since I was, like, in pre-K. And I was, like, the last class to graduate from that school in 2013.
In this project, Reform, he wanted to tap into a sense of loss for students and their families.
That's a little sad because 304, you're used to seeing the kids running around, you know, causing trouble. And then now you walk, like, on a school day, you just walk by and it's just empty. Like, there's no one there.
Fairhill was one of about two dozen Philadelphia schools closed down in 2013. So this is a story familiar to many other neighborhoods and cities.
I always start the work with three words. And the words that I was started the work at the very, very beginning was coincidentally despair, loss, and pain. There is a sense of that. There's a presence of loss. There's a presence of despair around here.
Ansorio sees a common thread in these closings.
Coincidence that it always happens in places where there's a lot of poverty. You know, it always happens in the places that people are the most fragile. And all that is connected, one thing with the others.
Pepon Osorio's installation, Reform, will remain at Temple University's Tyler School of Art until May. Who knows? You might meet some of the Bobcats doing their high school homework there. Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.